This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, it is 2:28 right now. We thank God for allowing me to go to sleep and wake back up and get on it. I tell you, God is just so good and worthy to be praised. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for keeping me in such a day and time like this. I tell y'all, we see the clock is just ticking. As time is something we can't get back, you know. Once it's gone, it's gone. That's why the Bible said, redeem the time, for the days are evil. They certainly are evil. I'm telling you, every day you hear gruesome things taking place around about us. Oh my God. And things ain't getting no better, y'all. People losing their job, home. It's just so much going on. I mean, we better call on Jesus like never before. Oh, like never before. I heard of a vampire virus? Oh my God. Oh, the devil putting his name on it. Oh my God. He's signing off right now. I tell you, never heard so much stuff as that I'm seeing and hearing today. I mean, just the devil's just flat out open. I mean, he ain't hiding nothing. So I don't know why we think we can hide anything, because the Bible said that there's nothing here that ain't going to be revealed anyway. You know, God is getting his church ready. The bride is coming for us. The bridegroom is coming for his bride. But will you be ready? Will you be dressed and ready and prepared? Oh, my God. That's something to think about. You being the bride and the bridegroom is coming. Oh, my God. I just thank him more today. I thank him for my family, my children, my grandchildren, my brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, friends, and even my enemies on today. I continue just to thank God in everything. I give him thanks because he's been so good to me. Oh, yes, he has. When the enemy came in like a flood to try to take my life out, God said, not so. Oh, no. We ain't going away until God says so. It ain't over until God said it's over. And I thank God for knowing that this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do thank you and praise you for another day that you kept us. Thank you, O God, for covering us under your blood and keeping us. And thank you for touching our bodies and keeping us from seen and unseen danger. We just thank you, God, for our families. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. People that have walked away from you, O God, not knowing that you are their only hope, O God. O God, not knowing that people need you, oh God. If they ever needed the Lord before, they sure do need you now. And we thank you, oh God, for just knowing that. I thank you. I thank you, God, for having eyes to see and ears to hear. Help me to be a blessing to those around about me. Oh God, continue to speak through my lips of clay and think through my mind in this last and evil day. Help me to make a difference where it counts. In Jesus' name I pray. Devil's defeated. God is exalted, Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is what? Still Lord. Oh, yes. I just think my grandson is up. It's 2:31 in the morning, and he's up and he's running. He went to sleep early, so y'all just continue to help me to pray. He's ready. And we thank God. We thank God through it all. And everything, give thanks. Oh, yes. I was thinking today, I said, Lord, when you see so much going on and everything, and I was, people so carnal-minded, so carnal-minded. Oh, my God. Oh, you know, I've been talking about, you know, I had talked about people need to put the clothes on. It's so much going on. I mean, it's just open pouring everywhere. I mean, it's getting a little warm, and even when it's getting a little warm, I mean, people just taking off their clothes already. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when it really get hot. Oh, my God. Come on. come on, people. Let's get back to the knowledge of God. Come on, let's get back to the word of God. I mean, a lot of people have gotten their mind off Jesus and got their mind on their flesh. Carnal mind. There's nothing good in a carnal mind. In a carnal mind. Nothing good. Now, I looked up carnal mind. Now, carnal mind means, the definition says, marked by sexuality, given to accrue bodily pleasures, temporal, worldly, sensual, fleshly, self-gratification of bodily desires and pleasures, appetite, intellect, physical rather than godly, spiritually deserved desires of the lust, I mean. Ain't that something? Is that not what we see today? Everybody just carnal mind. What has happened to the church? The powerless church. Oh my God. This is a powerless church we see today. These preachers, they are, oh my God. They just as foul, perverted, ungodly men and women of God. Supposed to be. But that's why God said he was going to have to judge his house. That's why he said judgment must begin in the house of God. Because I tell you, they have turned the house of God out. I mean, they start writing books. Everybody want to write a book. Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want a name. Where's God's name at? They want to replace God. Everybody want to replace God. Everybody think they are God. The devil done fooled people in their mind. Your mind. Oh, my God. Deception. The Bible said in the last days, that it'd be a great deception. Oh, my God. And that's what we see today. Deception all around about us, y'all. Y'all know it's a time like never before. Things we see today is, oh, my God, we've never even seen before. Not that it hasn't happened before, but, you know, each generation, you know, things just go around and around. Ain't nothing new. I mean, even with clothes, you know, afros and, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, it was high heels and afros and, you know, Applejack hats and, super fly coats and all. Come on now. This stuff don't do nothing but go round and round. Furniture, round and round. It used to be plaid and then it'd be plain and then, you know, it just goes round and round. The Bible said there's nothing new. I mean, absolutely nothing new under the sun. It has happened before, y'all. Nothing's new under the sun. But we got a bunch of carnal-minded people today. Everybody just want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, who they want to do it with. Yeah. And this stuff has been going on for years, trying to get it to this one world system that they, you know, they're trying to get it to for the Antichrist to come on the scene. I know y'all hear me keep talking about the Antichrist. Oh, yes, everything getting set up for the one world government, one world religion, everything. For the one world system. If you're not even noticed on your job, everything going up on where things used to be separated. Oh no, they bringing everything together under one system. You know, and a lot of people gonna leave and lose their job because they even got the robots gonna take over. Gonna take over. Look, they don't have to worry about no health insurance. It'll use a robot. You know, just oil them up and put them back together. And it's cheaper that way than using people. I'm telling you. I mean, the devil is at work. He's at work. Oh, my God. Well, I suppose we're talking about carnal mind, but I tell you so much across my mind. And I'm not a preacher. So, you know, I ain't going to do it like the preacher do it. You know, my mind just going to all the things that we're seeing taking place in the world today that needs to be addressed and you need to watch and pray. I know the Bible tells all of us to watch and pray. It didn't say that it's just the preachers and the deacons and the people in the church to watch and pray. He told all of us to watch, pray, stay alert. I mean, for what? To watch out for the enemy of your soul. The devil is after your soul. at any cost. He don't care. You know, he's offering you everything. He offering, oh my God, I'm telling you, he's offering people so much stuff today that people just, you know, it's all about money. You know, they say what money talk and everything else walk. That's what the world says. That's not what God says. It's the love of money. It's the root of all evil. Not that you don't need money, but you love it so good that you do anything to get it. That's where we're at today. Carnal minded. People just carnal minded. All about you. All about you. But to be carnal minded is a dangerous thing, y'all. It's a dangerous thing to be carnal minded. Let's see what the word of God says about a carnal mind. Romans 8 verse 6 and 8 says, to be carnally minded is what? Death. Oh my God. That's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous place to be. To be carnal minded. But people get to looking at what other people have, what other people doing. I want a house too. You can get a house. Things don't mean a thing. It, your soul. Where you gonna spend eternity? You can have a house, but you won't leave that house. You won't leave them cold clothes, you won't leave that car. Oh, I don't care what you got. You're gonna leave it. Oh my God. Worship nothing but God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things shall be added unto you. He'll give you a house. Not that he don't want you to have things, but he don't want things to have you. People are letting things have them that they are forgetting God and they're just seeking things. What good is things without God? What good? Ask a sick person that's dying from cancer, that has a home and has plenty of money, rich and wealthy. Would they rather have their health or their wealth? I bet you they take their health over wealth. So we're seeking the wrong thing, y'all. You're carnal minded. People just leaving the house of God, leaving the word of God for things. Come on, shake yourself. Awaken yourself. Do you not see this nation has been bewitched? It's witchcraft everywhere. Witchcraft. A spell has been cast over the America. Who has bewitched you? Oh, foolish Galatian, who has bewitched you? It takes a person. And y'all not paying attention to the people. You know, I was saying, I think on my last blog, you know, even they were saying T.D. Jakes is the greatest pastor that ever, you know, Billy Graham. The greatest. How is that? These men are the greatest because they're in Time magazine, the Worldly magazine. The Bible said we're in the world, but not of this world. Oh, no, you don't dictate who's the greatest man and woman of God, because who it is God himself. Ain't nobody great but God, and greatly to be praised. Worthy to be honored. Worthy to be respected and honored and praised is God. Not that you can give honor to a man, but praise and all the worship belong to God. Man can never take God's place. Never. Even though people talk about I am God, and you know, it's the God in me, and all, oh my God, you're not God. You're not God. You ain't made no human being. You're not God. You're the creature, not the creator. We need to get our focus back. Carnal minded. The Bible said, for to be carnal minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Do you want peace? Only way you're going to get peace is in Christ. He's the only one give you peace that surpasses your own understanding. Only in Christ. You can't have no peace without him. You might be happy for a little while, but peace? Oh no. Only God can give you peace. When you ain't got a dime and you ain't all frustrated and you ain't all stressed out because you're trusting God. When you don't have a dime, he still supply. He'll send somebody by that got what you need. But oh my God. The Bible said, but to be spiritual in mind. Come on, get your mind on Christ. He's been good to you. He's brought you out of some hard places. We all been in some places where even from seen and unseen danger. Some unseen danger was right around about you, and God kept you. I was talking to my children the other day. I said, ain't it amazing how some people can get shot one time and die? And then there's some that get shot over and over, I mean 10 or 15 times, and live. Because you ain't going to win until God says so. That's why. Doctor can say whatever he want to say, but Dr. Jesus is in charge. Mm-hmm. Doctors dress the wound, but God heals the wound. He's the only one can heal your wounded heart that doctors can't even address. Doctor can't get into your heart and into your mind and tell you what thus saith the Lord, because he made your brain. He made your body. They just work on it, operate on it, but it takes God to heal it. You got to trust God. I was saying the other day, I said, you know, sometimes people say they feel so bad and out, you know, to try to call and make an appointment for the doctor and they can't even get in. Because what? You're going to have to trust God. We're living at a time. Y'all better trust God like never before. You better get your carnal mind right and get your mind on God, spiritually minded. Not to be carnal minded, but spiritually minded, that you're going to call on God and you're going to trust him to supply all your needs, to lead you and guide you from earth to glory. That's what we're going to need. The Bible said, because carnal mind is enmity against God, not for God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Did I say that? Nope. The word of God say, if you're in your flesh, you can't please God. Flesh want a man, flesh want a woman. Ain't waiting on God. We going out here picking. Oh my God, ain't nothing lasting. When you pick what God didn't pick and choose for you, then you reap the consequences. Don't get mad with God. Oh, it's that woman you gave me, God. No. God don't go against your will. See, there's a perfect will and then there's a permissive will. God would allow you to have something that you asked him for. It's permissive will. He's allowing what you wanted. So he's permitting it. But that don't mean it was his perfect will. That means it's permissive will, because you asked for it. And he's not going to take anything. He's not going to make you or force you to have what he wants you to have. And a lot, and today we live in a time where everything is backwards. He said he that finds a wife, not she that finds a husband. It says he that finds a wife finds a good thing. But these women today, I mean, they're getting down on their knees and they asking the man to marry them. Your carnal mind, oh my God, can only bring you death. The way, just in the pay for sin, is death. Ain't waiting on God. Just picking anything, anybody. Just want a man, just want a woman. Oh my God. Oh my God. Not God's will, but your will. Oh yeah, he gonna permit you to have some things that you ask him for. Don't get angry with God. There's a lot of people walking around with anger. In the church, a lot of these pastors and leaders that's running the church today, everything been turned upside down. These are men and women that are against God. They mad with God. They angry with God. Mm-hmm. Something that happened in their past. Some of them, they you know, my cousin, she has a problem because her dad was in the military they say he jumped overboard or whatever, but you know, they never found his body, and she just really wrestled with that. She really was so angry and bitter. And now She married a man and they running the church, but she's still hurt. She's still wounded. It's her way to get back at God. So the church is just, I mean, they doing everything against God's word. Everything that's against God, where they humping, bumping, crumping in there. They playing blues. They, you know, they have party night, and they ain't playing gospel. They doing worldly dances and, oh my God, just doing stuff because she's angry. And they lead in the house of God. People are mad, like God, you know. They mad with God, so this is our way of getting back to Him. We're going to destroy God's house. We're going to turn it upside down, inside out. We're going to do what's wrong in God's house and let people think that it's right. It's so sad, but it's all happening all around the world today. People are angry. A loved one died, and they was angry, you know, and this is our way to get back at you, God. Oh, when I was a little girl, oh, people used to pick at me, and they were mean to me. So now, I'm in the ministry, and now I'm just going to get back at people by letting in and everything take place in God's house. You know, oh, my God. One young lady said she's starting a church, and everything can be in there. Everybody. We're just going to do whatever we want to do in the house of God. It's upside down, y'all. Calling right wrong and wrong right. It's defilement. Pastors up there cussing and, oh my God. Oh my God. I heard TDJ say it's going to take more than just the preaching of the word to get people today. Oh my God. These people was already assigned, y'all, for the assignment that you're seeing today. But, you know, God's pulling the cover off everybody. He going to pull the cover off everything that's trying to defile Him. You defiling yourself. You think you taking God down? No. Everything going down but God's word. You're going down. Not God. Just like Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, yeah. Some of these pastors are just like Nebuchadnezzar, thought that he would run the thing, thought he was a great, you know, and everybody got to dance to him and everybody got to bow to him. Just like some of these leaders today, people actually worshiping these men and women that like they could do no wrong. No, we can't believe that, you know. Why not? You're a man just like you, human just like you, you know, sin just like you did. Oh my God. But oh no, these people worship these people. They are gurus. They're your God. They can do no wrong. So you think that, you know, the sun rises and sets in them and you worship them and not God, the one that created you. You are worshiping them over God. You believe in them over God. Oh, we're living in some all evil time. I mean, these pastors. Oh my God. And just look at all the pieces to the puzzle. All I'm doing the same thing. Yeah, just before all this stuff went down, DJ's got, he turned everything over to his daughter, causing your children to pass through the fire, Molech. Causing your children. Other ministers are taken down now, and they passing the baton, they say, onto their children. Ungodly. Ain't even saved. Oh, my God. Sinners running the house. Satisfied sinners. That's what we got today. Carnal mad people running the house of God. Oh my God. But judgment is coming, y'all. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. But all this stuff that I'm talking about, do it describe you? Do it. Romans 7:14 said, "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under the sin." That means sold out to sin. These people sold out to sin. They ain't saved. Romans 7:18 said, For I know that in me, what? Dwelleth no good thing. In your flesh, in your carnal flesh, there dwelleth no good thing. That's what we're saying today. These bastards, I mean, look at Mary, Mary and them. Oh, my God, they just don't, I mean, oh, my God. Kirk Franklin and his wife and, what are they, Tamar Manor. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what has happened? These people was angry. They was already ordained for such a time as this to destroy the church. Talking about they all churched out. Tamar men all churched out. And her and Kirk Franklin. These people was already getting everything set up for such a time as this. Corner-minded folks that ain't even saved anyway. Doing their own thing. It said, for to will or desire to do good is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. Oh, my God. Who cares to do right? These people just doing whatever. All churched out. And all. Oh, my God. Kirk Franklin, I wouldn't want to be in this. I wouldn't want to be in this shoes. None of these. Oh, my God. He got a, what a record company called, For Your Soul. Yeah, For Your Soul. The devil offering a lot of people things for their soul. Carnal, man. Just carnal minded today. People just so carnal minded. You need a weapon to fight the devil today. Do you need a weapon to fight against what's being, to your mind, the carnalness? Huh? You need the weapon of the word of God. God offers us all kinds of weapons. Everything you need. Yeah. When you become born again, he's giving it to us. He's giving us the weapon. But look like people don't put down the weapons and everything. One of the Bible, her and her husband split up and she put on her wedding dress like she was getting married to herself. Oh, my God, and picked up a sword. Do y'all not know? Oh, my God. Talking about no, or one either number two. Like reincarnated. Oh, my God. Like, you know, out with a old Juanita, and she knew now, you know, number two, she married to herself. What did the Bible say anything about being married to yourself? And on the wedding dress and everything. Oh, my God, the devil was just sneaking in stuff. Sneaking in stuff all along. The Bible said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? These people have bewitched you and took you away from truth. I'm telling you, it's so much stuff now. All people do is have conferences, baby doll conferences, Bobby doll conferences, just foolishness, fashion shows, and everything is in God's house now. Selling books and selling stuff, and oh my God, and everything but God's word. Carnal man, everywhere, filthiness, everywhere, in God's house. How can you find Jesus with all the mess? Even Jamal Bryan talking about selling, growing weed at the church. Come on, y'all. It's so much stuff. Y'all need to wake up. We're running out of time. The devil knows he's running out of time. He knew time is something you can't get back. And the Bible said, redeem the time for the days of evil. I mean, it's like y'all didn't even recognize that T.D. Jackson, I'm just like Jim Jones. It's the same. But what he said? That something is in the sauce. What did he say? The secret's in the sauce. What's the secret? It was in the sauce all the time. Well, every secret, everything that's gonna be hid is open. Tell me, the secret's in the sauce. Oh my God! So he's trying to tell you. All the time his secrets was in the sauce that y'all were eating up. I remember when he first came out, he and that woman that was loose, he said, y'all gonna kiss everything y'all known goodbye. Look at yourself. You have kissed everything you known goodbye. He said it. That means that he was gonna use a spell, cast a spell over your mind. And you won't gonna know it. It's just like a musician. You know how they do? They take a watch and go side to side, and your head going from side to side, and they just mesmerizing you and hypnotizing you, and you don't even know who he is. That's what it did. Oh, foolish Galatian, who has bewitched you? It took one woman out of the whole America. One woman took prayer out of school. Who has bewitched you? One man took the commandments out. Who has bewitched you? Woman, thou art loose. Now look around. Everybody loose. Open porn everywhere. Open porn everywhere. Everybody clothes off. Y'all need to wake up. Get the spell off you. God's word will take it off you. God's word, the only thing ain't going down is his word. His word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. He the only one cast a spell off you that the devil done put on you, your carnal mind. Now that you doing what the world doing. Some of y'all was in the church, said God delivered you. Now look at you. Look where the devil done took you back to. Some of y'all back smoking, drinking, doing all the things that you said that God had delivered you from. Now you're going back to it. If he had to deliver you from it, was you to go back to it? He didn't deliver you to go back into sin. He delivered you out of sin to stay out of sin, not to go back in sin. But you look at the church today, the church is carnal. The people are carnal. The pastor's carnal. And everything is just carnal. It's not God's house. God's house should be called a house of prayer. A house of deliverance. Prayer brings deliverance. Oh my God. And what is his name? That boy that been preaching ever since he was a young boy. And they using these little boys and little kids. You know, oh my God. It's all about money. Using these kids to make them go after money. To help your appetite. Their parents' appetite. Help them buy a house and a car. Use their children. Let them go preach from here to there. They ain't teaching them. They ain't say just, a gift. Give them a gift. Using their gift to make money. They doing just like the actors did. You hear about the actors, these little young children. Their parents put them out there. Look at Usher. And look what they said he did. P. Diddy did to him. Look at these. It's not just him, but a lot of them. Y'all, look at this stuff. These actors, and when they were little and stuff, they messed up. They ended up drugs, and some of them committed suicide and couldn't take it. And all the stuff that they had to go through for fame and fortune. You don't get nowhere in this world system without corruption. These kids. Oh my God, they're so messed up. Some of them, like I said, they don't even look the same, don't act the same. They totally messed up. That's what sin would do. Carnal minded. Because you want the things of this world. You want the things of this world so bad to you using your children or abusing your, that's abuse. To use your child for the things that you wanted. You didn't get out there and be bruised and used. Oh my God. But these kids have been used and God is just pulling the cover off stuff. He's pulling the cover off. He said nothing here that shall not be revealed. Oh my God. Like I say, using these kids at a young age to make money off these kids. Preachers' kids, all of them. I mean, acting. Got them up there like they preaching to make money. Leandra Johnson, she told the story. She told the truth. She was asking for help. But did anybody help her? No. They still pushing her. Because see, oh Lord, it's corruption. Corruption. Corruption in the singing. Corruption in the preaching. Corruption all around about us. Carnal mind. Just a way of making money. Everybody, chief apostles and apostles and prophets and oh my God, that's what I was going to talk about. Brian Karn. Oh, they're talking about it's okay to sin. Oh my God, see what was wrong is now right. They changing the word of God, talking about their men. They many ways to God when the word of God said Jesus is the only way. See, they're changing up stuff, and the Bible told us to watch and pray and stay alert. But all this carnal-minded people doing whatever they want to do, all in the name of Jesus. And it's not the Jesus of Nazareth. It's another Jesus where he told us to watch out for. He said, don't go when they say he's over here. God doing a new thing. Or he doing praise dance over here. They kicking up their legs, and half of these men ain't saved. You got your legs throwing up and you enticing them. Oh my God. Church is in trouble, y'all. Church is in trouble. This is not God's church. Today he said, come out from amongst them. Lest you be partakers of their sin. That's all you do is see sin in the camp. Carnal-minded people. Well, let me tell you about the, I said you need a weapon. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, it said, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. I mean, it's not flesh and blood, but mighty through God in the pulling down of stronghold. Stronghold is these people, ego. Look who I am. I'm the great Jason. I'm the great this and I'm the great that. They lust. And you sin, etc. You know? There's so many things I can just name. That's why I say etc. You know what I'm saying? Your ego, your head so big. And look at me. I'm pretty. And look at me. Oh my God. Everybody trying to outdo one another. You know? Oh my God. Lust. It's a mess. The Bible said casting down imagination. Oh my God, your imagination running off with you. You think you, ooh, oh my God, who could that be? But the devil, everybody just so in love with themselves. Oh, look at me. Oh my God. It said evil thoughts, sexual sin, occult theories, and you know, oh my God. It said every high thing. You intellect, ooh, you know who I am. You know, I got this degree and that degree. I got my master's degree, but you ain't the master, though. Oh, my God. You got your master's degree. You got your bachelor's. Oh, my God. I got the word of God. That's all I need. The B-I-B-L-E, I got that degree. And that's all I need. Jesus. Oh, my God. It says, and let's see, and exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Meaning, exalt yourself against the knowledge of God, the truth. People don't want the truth. You exalt yourself. You know who I am? I'm prophetess, and I'm a visionary, and I'm a prophet, and I'm a, some have got a title so long, they some of everything. They apostle, chief apostle, prophets, and oh my God, do you know who I am? Oh my God, do you know who Jesus is? Ain't nobody asking who Jesus is because they're so busy wanting people to know who they is. And you ain't gonna count. You don't matter. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm not saying it in a way that you don't matter, but I'm saying that you're not God. That's what I'm talking about when I say you don't matter in that way that you God. That people look to you and think that you are God. I mean, I even looking at this Jake's up there, he was up there talking to his daughter like he was God and talk and passing it on like she was Jesus and he was God and he passed. Oh my God. Y'all better wake up. There's a spell over America. People need the Lord. Everything getting set up for the Antichrist. It's so much confusion and chaos. And God said, I'm not the author of confusion. So who is? Who's the author of confusion? The devil is. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. Not God. God said, I come to give you life and that life more abundantly. Oh, my God. But the stuff we see today. Oh, my God. And all these sexual sins that we see in the day. Oh, my God. The pastors, oh, my God. They with men and, oh, my God. And with, oh, my God. Then I was on the down low, everybody open and, oh, we out of the closet and we out of this. And, oh, my God. God's house. God's house. God's house. Oh my God, it's a shame, y'all. It's a shame. 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 Oh my God. Right here, Jeremiah. He was so kind of man. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Jeremiah, let me see. Jeremiah chapter 7 and 22 say, "For I spake not unto your father, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings and sacrificing." Well, I'm telling you, there's a lot of sacrificing today. People sacrificing their loved ones, their children, their mama, everybody for fame and fortune of this world. A lot of these rappers, they getting, they sign a contract, and then you look and they gone. What in the world? The Bible said, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice. Whose voice are these people listening to today, though? They ain't listening to God's voice. They listening to themselves. I, me, my. The Bible said, I will be your God. He said, look, if you command, you know, I command them and said, obey my voice. Who voice? The voice of God. If we obey the voice of God, he said, I will be your God. He will be your God. Not Jason, not all these other leaders and Creflo Dollar and all. Oh my God. It's so many that I can name. Black, white, all colors I can name. Oh my God, but we should be looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Not no man. No man can save you. No man can heal you. No man can deliver you. Only God. We need to get our focus back. And this word right here said, he said, and I commanded them by saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. And I will walk in all, and let's see, and my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded. Not what these preachers telling you. They bring in new thought and new age teaching and TDJ some evolution and stuff, which, you know, and stuff evolving and, oh my God, which is a root word for evolution. Come on, y'all need to look this stuff up. Karma gonna get you and all that karma. That's Hindu religion. No, why is America using other countries now, religion. I mean, what's going on? It's a spell. Who has bewitched you? We shouldn't obey the truth. Now we saying new thing. Karma gonna get you. That ain't what the Bible said. The Bible says you shall reap what you sow. Now, what we using terms that they've been using. These people, I mean, like different cultures. Oh my God, they've been using witchcraft and, you know, voodoo and all that stuff all their life. I mean, come on. Come on, y'all. What's going on? What's going on? The Bible said, for my people, it said, and you should be my God and you should be my people and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that you may be, that may be well unto you. But they hearken not. People won't listen no more. These leaders, oh my God. And I think they said something about that Murphy, that Pastor Murphy or whatever. They said, I think he was hooked up with Ed Alone. I mean, what's going on? And Mike Todd, he just really going off. What in the world? Throwing stuff all over the Bible, pouring syrup. This is a disgrace to God's house and God's people. We need to get, come on, y'all, wake up. Somebody casting a spell on you. The Bible said, but they hearken not, nor incline their ears, but walked in the counsel and in the imagination of their evil hearts, and went backwards and not forward. That's what we see today. People going backwards and not forward. Carnal minded. Carnal minded. It's to bring death, y'all. To bring death. Oh my God, we need to ask God to search us. Search us, Lord. I'm not going to hold you because it is now. Oh, what time is it? But anyway. I pray y'all go back and read these scriptures. Go back and meditate on the word of God. Search yourself and ask God to search you. And as I said, look in the mirror of the word. The word of God will find you right where you are, and it will lead you and guide you. God's word will lead us and guide us unto truth. His word is truth, y'all. Everything's going down but his word. But we got to get our focus back. Carnal-minded Christian, wake up. To be carnal-minded is a being deaf. But we want to walk in the word of God and in the will of God. He's saying in the last days, many shall be deceived. And that's what we're seeing today. Many people are being deceived. They're walking away from truth and walking in error. They're calling right wrong and wrong right. Good is evil and evil is good. Bitter is sweet and sweet is good. But we need to search the scripture. Search the scripture. Read the word of God for yourself. Oh, foolish Galatian, who has bewitched you? Oh, my God. We know that when the serpent went into the garden, he kind of crossed up Eve with his word versus God's word. And that's what we are seeing today. We got to get in God's word. Search the scriptures. See whether it be of God. Or the devil, you know what he did. He went to Eve and he brought in doubt. He mixed his word in with God's word. How he do that? You know what he said? He said, did God really say that? He asked her, did God really say that you couldn't eat from the tree in the midst of the garden? And what did it do? It opened doubt to her. And today we can look around and see people are doubting God's word. They don't believe God's word no longer. Things that God delivered you from, you're going back. Better shake yourself and run back before time too late. Don't go too far and stay too long. Get back too late. Don't let it be said too late. You go to sleep, you don't know if you're going to wake up. Oh my God, you need to get it right. The Bible said the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You hear the word today. Come on. Come on, we're running out of time. I ain't going to hold you this morning, but I thank God. I thank God. Don't be carnal-minded, y'all. To be carnal-minded brings death. But you want life. And life is in the word of God. I'll try to get back on this. If the Lord's lead me to. But I just want to talk about the carnal-minded right quick. Because I'm telling you, that's all I'm seeing here lately. Carnal-minded people. Flesh. Nothing good in your flesh. Shake yourself and get back on the right road before time is too late. In Jesus' name we pray. We plead the blood of Jesus over you today. Oh, yes. Plead the blood of Jesus over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We speak God's word. I pray that he deal with your heart. That you come running. What must I do to be saved before time is too late? Talk to God and let him talk to you. We here at Ready Church just want to make a difference. We thank you for your word, God. It's still a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Continue to lead us and guide us in this last hour. Oh, God, search our hearts, search our mind. Anything displeasing in your sight, take it out, oh God. Straighten us. We want to be right, want to be saved, want to be whole, oh God. We thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil's defeated, God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is what? Still Lord. God bless you, Ready Church. Don't be carnal-minded, because it brings death. God bless you. Ready, Church. Be ready.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. thirsty for you, let your living water fill me through and through.
I'm hungry for you.
Yes, I am.
Hungry for you.
Can't live without you. Let your word make me brand new. Lord, I'm thirsty. Thirsty,
thirsty for you.
Oh, let your living water fill me.
Fill me.
Take me.
And mold me.
Shake me, Jesus.
Shake me.
Come and fill me. And change my life. Why don't you break me if you need to, and cleanse me, fill me, Lord,
fill me.
Say it, Judah.
I'm hungry for you, hungry for you.
Let your word come and make me.
Put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord.